Many farmsteads are no longer active. Some have buildings still standing, but vacant. Others were bare ground 100 years or so ago and have become bare ground again. It's interesting to sit and listen to the stories that come from people that used to live on those places. What memories! They're the stories of the old threshing crews where farmers got together and went from farm to help each other until the harvest was in. They'd work and eat together. Maybe we're missing something. Old memories are important. Back in the Bible, God instructed people to maintain their memories. When the children of Israel crossed the Jordan River into the Promised Land, they crossed on dry ground. God divided the water for them. He instructed them to carry some rocks out of the Jordan and make a rock pile on the shore as a reminder of what He had done for them. That rock pile served as a monument of God's blessing to future generations. We should remember God's blessings too. This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
This is Mark Hall, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
If you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animated contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsel nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains be set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were ever our countrymen. Samuel Adams.
Hey folks, disaster can happen at any time. The PE Survival and Prepper Show is coming to the Boulder County Fairgrounds in Longmont, Saturday, August 31st and Sunday, September 1st. Vendors are patrons. You'll find thousands of items designed to make you self-reliant now and after the collapse. Mark your calendars and visit peshows.com for info. This show will feature first aid demos and a survival seminar on Sunday. Get moving. I'll see you at the show.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
You. right, we're back for the second hour of today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. In the first hour, at about, the second segment from about 15 and a half second, a minute, 15 minutes, 30 seconds till the bottom of the hour, I forgot to turn my mic on. So it's about 14 minutes of dead air. So when you listen to the rebroadcast, go ahead during that 14 minutes, make yourself a snack, have a scone, coffee, call out for a pizza, whatever. But you're going to have about a 14-minute period of dead air. But it's not going to happen again. At the board, we have a indicator that allows us to see that we are actually transmitting. And I have that these indicators sit right dead center toward the top of the board, and right over dead center over the top of the board, I have my microphone, the apparatus, the hanger, and I'm not watching that indicator. Now I can see the indicator to the right, which shows that the commercials are playing, but if I don't have my mic on, those indicators are they're dead. Well, I move my mic. That's not going to happen again, because I can watch indicators, so I know that I am transmitting. But again, during that 14 minutes, I apologize. Board operator error. We have a list of things to do if there's dead air. Number one on the list, operator error, not the equipment. Operator error, dead mic, mic disconnected, power outage, etc. We have a list of what we go right 1 to 100 to see why we're not transmitting. But number one, board operator error or operator error. I see I'm transmitting perfectly now, so I'm going to continue. I really don't like to discuss what everybody else is discussing, like this election with the Democratic National Convention taking place, but it's important because they are a party of death. They are today, yesterday, and today. They're doing abortions. People can fly in from all over the country, have a free abortion. Then men can come in and have vasectomies. The party of death. I read in the first hour out of Job chapter 9, verse 24. That the world will be turned over into the hand of the wicked. The whole world will be turned over into the hands of the wicked, meaning the wicked will rule the world. The whole world, in Israel, in America, the whole world. Because God said through Job, the whole world, total, complete, turned over into the hands of the wicked. And we see this is the case. Can the people of the world change it? No, we can resist it. We can resist, do what we can to protect our conscience, to protect other people. We cannot stop it. Christ said in Matthew 24 that if he doesn't return, and people don't want Christ to return, Christian people, Catholics, Lutherans, Episcopalians, anybody in the religious world, Pentecostals, even every segment of evangelical Christianity, oh, we can't wait till the Lord returns. No. The truth is, deep in their heart, they don't want him to return. because many are enjoying life, the pleasures of life, the sins of life. But Christ did say there would come a generation. At the end of the final generation, the world would become so dark, evil. It would be the chaos and violence, the society's mad, psychologically madness. And Christ did say that when he came the first time, there was much demonization of the people. And that's the first place he went, to the countryside, to cast demons out of people. He had to begin to clean the spirits that ruled mankind at that time. Well, before he returns, the rise of demonic activity, the rise of people who are demon-possessed, possessed literally by the devil, controlled by the devil, would be so great that you would have violence, chaos, murder. And he comes, he said that if I don't return, no flesh will be saved. We're in the final decade. And Christians, the pastors, have never, ever discussed the final decade of Christ's return. The final decade, what would happen in the final decade, where there is so much written about the last 10 years in the Bible. So much. Detailed. But the Christian view is errant, is not clear. But Christ said, if I don't return, create the environment will be destroyed. Every creature and every human will perish. Earth will be uninhabitable, and there will be no recovery. So this is why he's coming. And he's coming to punish the wicked. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Get ready to embark on an extraordinary journey with Kelvin Crosby, better known as the Deaf Blind Potter, and his over 15 million followers right here on KHNC every Monday at 5 o'clock p.m. Kelvin will motivate you and show you how to live beyond life's challenges right here on AM 1360.
You've probably been hearing me talk about YRefi for a while now. YRefi has been getting a ton of phone calls, and I want to thank you for supporting and investing in something that actually helps people. A lot of people are talking about this investment, so I'd like to review the basics with you. First off, yes, it's true. You can earn up to 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose, and there are absolutely no fees. There is no attack on principal if you ever need your money back, and your monthly statements will have no surprises. If you're not sure if you can trust this economy, this secure collateralized portfolio may be a good option for you. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's the word invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call them at 888-YREFI24. That's 888-YREFI24. Tell them Joe sent you.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
Weekdays, 11 to 1, on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, the Present Truth Program. Podcasts, archived, both hours on 1360KHNC.com. And then weeknights in the Northern Colorado, AM 1360 radio from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. The first hour is also archived on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Kamala Harris is on a steady high. Power. Power. She is euphoric. I watched her last night. Oh, she loved the cameras. And the guy next to her, as you're facing her, to her right, Mr. Walls, this guy's a cartoon character. He should be a cartoon character. This guy is, oh my gosh, what do you say about this individual? I guess Job puts it better. Job, the book of Job, chapter 9, 24, presents it better than I could ever present it. The world is turned over into the hands of the wicked. The whole world, America, has been turned over into the hands of the wicked. England, Germany, the whole world. And this is what Job said would happen, and it has happened. It has occurred. I don't really desire to watch this debacle, but the thing is this, the reason I watch it, and the reason I present things to the audience from the point of a biblical perspective, is because people really want to know, they want to filter out what is the truth, the lie, they want to see behind the veil. This is the final, what we call, presidential election of the United States of America. This is it. This is the last election season for president in America's history. There will not be another election. The proof is that when everything filters out, settles down, I say that Barack Obama will be in power once again. I tell you this ahead of time. This way you realize, okay, there's one more roughly an eight-year period. And at the end of that eight-year period, America is going to be completely destroyed. And you can say nuked. It will be uninhabitable ever again. There are more details in the Bible about what's going to happen in this next eight-year period. Because I'm limited to minutes, not hours. I thank God that I had 1 hour. I do have two now presently. I need more, but I'll use what I have and be grateful for that. People want to see what is happening because there was the old, I'm trying to remember, What would a person give to know the future? Like Back to the Future movies? What would a person give to know the future? Would you give half of your wealth? 90%? If you could know the future, what would you give? The point is, if you know the future, then you know how to begin to prepare for the future. People that have cancer, I know of many friends, family that have had cancer, that have cancer, and the doctors have given them X amount of months, 8, 15 months, 24 months. Well, it changes the way they think. It gives them another perspective. Because if you know roughly how long you have to live, you will begin to consider decisions that you're making for yourself and those that you love. It affects what you do financially, where you go, who you're around, who is important to you, and your whole world will change generally with the torment and fear of death. Still, there is some relief because you at least know what's coming. This has always been the case in the Bible. God has always told the societies and the people that, the Jewish people, what to expect if they obey God, what to expect if they disobey. If what I've been presenting to this audience for these years, I have to think about it, and I think, well, it's changed what I do, and with my ministry, it has actually, in a sense, directed me to visit with the audience to present matters that tie into the time that we live in. I'm not just a reporter. That's not what I do. I have articles here in front of me which are very important, but I want to tie them in from a biblical perspective, like the matter of the BRICS meetings that are going to take place as soon as these Democratic National Convention these days are gone. What is happening with the de-dollarizing, these nations are going to de-dollarize, no longer use the petrodollar. Then what's happening in Israel? This is another prophecy that is taking place with Israel being forced to go into Gaza and eliminate the terrorist threat once and for all. It's in the Bible. These matters are important from a biblical perspective. This is not a genocide of the Arab people in Gaza. This is a campaign against those who hate the children of Israel, the Jewish people, and those who hate the nation of Israel. This is an age-old hatred going back 3,700 years. And it will continue till Christ returns. But in the meantime, Israel is going to war, basically, or going to be attacked by the nations in the media. Israel, in a sense, you might say, is David. The world is Goliath. The whole world is turning against the Jewish people. Israel has to have a secure land. And to have a secure land, there's a prophecy, Psalm 83, And in that prophecy, the individual who begins the prayer, "Lord, judge your enemies." These are God's enemies. Judge his enemies. Don't let them escape. Their leaders bring great hurt to the leaders of these enemies. And Psalm 83 says Israel is going to clear out the enemies within Israel in the West Bank and in the Gaza Strip. Israel is going to secure her borders and have security without and within. There will still be terrorists within, and eventually Israel, when Obama returns to power at some point in the future, the whole nation is going to be opened up to whoever wants to come. It's going to be opened up. The nations are going, the borders will be opened, and the whole nation of Israel presently is going to be basically turned over to the nations. There are going to be one part that is going to be protected. That is present-day Jordan, east of the Jordan River, where many of the Jewish people will live in security. The whole of Israel is going to be kind of an international nation. But that's in the future. Right now, Israel is going to win the victory against these enemies. Very hard to discuss because it's so involved. Israel is not committing genocide. Israel is the target of those who hate the Jewish people and the nation of Israel. And you're going to see, because Russia and Iran and other nations are going to come in the near future, and you're going to continue to see the hatred of the nations, their hatred toward Israel. But everyone that comes is going to be punished. Eventually, America, we will invade, we will occupy, and then we will be, as a nation, punished. And you look at the National Democratic Convention, you see the hatred in the crowds, in the protests. You see it openly. You see it in Europe, in England. You see the riots in Germany, in France. The hatred internationally with the Muslim people that hate Israel, and how they have brainwashed the young people of these nations to also have this hatred of the Jewish people. The Jewish people are going to start leaving the nations and going back to the Middle East. It's already begun. I've stated this before on the program for years. The Jewish people, they need to get out of America. The Holocaust, American Holocaust against the Jewish people, is going to begin. The coming administration are going to be, they already are, it is evident, anti-Semitic. The Jewish people, you think Adolf Hitler, you think Adolf Hitler, what he did was atrocious? Jewish people, get out of America. Get out of the United States of America. This land is not your, the people of this land, the administration, are not your friend. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Podcasts, 1360KHNC.com. Podcast section, Present Truth site.
All families are different, and some have parents or children with little to no eyesight. But this doesn't stop them from sharing the work, play, love, and laughter of family life. EyeSight doesn't define a parent, a child, or a family. What counts is being together. Want to learn more? Visit us on the web at blind.org. The National Federation of the Blind. Live the life you want.
Join me for my America First radio show, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 a.m. and Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TahiboTeaClub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TahiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TahiboTeaClub.com.
The Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale starts Thursday, August 22nd. Buy the first tree at regular price and get a second tree for only 50 cents. Choose from thousands of shade trees, flowering trees, evergreen trees, and more. Buy one 6 to 8 foot tall aspen clump for $169.50 and mix or match a second tree for 50 cents. That's two trees for $170. The 50-cent tree sale. Come
you
see.
You take I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Tune in every Saturday morning from 11 to noon right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360 AM, for the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all season long every Saturday morning, 11 to noon.
Weed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
I'm giving you the same advantage that I believe I have. If you know the future, you can make wise choices. Jewish people, Christian people who are Jewish, go back, get out of America, go back to the Middle East, go back to Israel. For the people that are not Jewish, get a second passport or get a dual citizenship. If you have the finances, where are you going to be safe? I would say stay away from the Muslim countries. You won't be safe there. Find nations that are members of the multipolar world BRICS network. That would be my advice. Can I give you nations where you might be safe? Right now, I really can't. I know that after Russia is destroyed, Russia might be a safe, fairly safe place. China, forget it. India, I don't think so. There was one time where Panama might have been a fairly safe area to go. Costa Rica, Mexico. Eventually, Mexico might not be a bad option if you can protect yourself from the drug lords. The heart of Mexico in the mountains, there's nothing there. Like in Dances with Wolves, when I forget the guy's name who took Kevin Costner, Lieutenant Dunbar, and the guy drops Dunbar off at his fort and tells him, he says, let's unload everything here. And he says, there's nothing here, Lieutenant. There's nothing here. Ain't nothing here, Lieutenant. Mexico is basically cities along the coast to the south, to the east, to the west. In the heartland, in the mountains, there's nobody. There ain't nothing there, especially water. But it might be safer than being in America. And right now, Mexico, we are not in a very good relationship with Mexico. Mexico is considering jumping to the BRICS system, the monetary system in BRICS, the BRICS nations. These nations that are no longer tied into the dollar, the U.S. dollar, these nations are going to do much better in all ways. You're still going to have a difficult time, but at least you're not in the heart of empire, in the center of the kingdom of the beast. And I know that many who are Christians, fortunately many of us are elderly, and before that real difficult time comes, we may be with the Lord, but the young people are going to go through it. The young Christian people, and the young Christian people are not ready. They don't have a maturity in Christ that they need to have to stand the test that's coming. And even middle-aged believers. I will say this about the Mormon Church, the Mormon people. If your apostle of the Mormon Church ever tells you, for you in this audience that are Mormons that are listening, I have many friends that are Mormons. I have family members. And the Mormon people, I've worked with the Mormon people. I know your doctrine. I know your beliefs. And you can't make the jump to be born again because you believe that you're safe where you are. But I say this to you. If the apostle of the Mormon religion in Salt Lake City and your elders ever tell you you can receive the mark of the beast, if they ever tell you that, I'm telling you, Mormon people, let that be your wake-up call. If they ever tell you that you can take the mark of the beast and it will be okay, you better run. You better run, because anyone who takes the mark of the beast, those in Jehovah's Witness, all of these religions that are not what we call term true Christianity, you better run. Anybody who takes the mark of the beast, it means eternal perdition. Read Revelation chapter 13. Christ never lied, nor his prophets. They've always told the truth. Do not take the mark of the beast. That system is 3.5, 4, roughly, maybe 5 years away. We're going to be, we will, the world or the Western world will use that system, but eventually there'll come a day where you'll either take that mark or that number, and if you don't, you can't buy and sell. And you take that number, it's eternal perdition. Antichrist's army, they will take that number. It is the military number that they will be given. And that will be the military that goes to Armageddon. Anyone who takes that number goes to Armageddon. Those who worship the beast and have something put in their hand or their forehead, whether it's too complicated. It's right now, it's too complicated. We're about 5 years away from that. The system is being developed perfectly right now. That system is being developed. Who's helping to develop it? Do you want to know? Bill Gates. I'll be back. You stay put. Every day, Monday through the weekdays, 11 to 1, the Present Truth Program. I'm leaving all of my articles to tell you, to fill you in on the rest of the story.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Reasons to Own Gold, brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank, which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquint, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
Need pain relief? Gresca's Topical Mist Spray-On Water-Based Carbon 60 Suspension quickly absorbs into the skin, penetrating into muscles and joints to help reduce oxidative stress and inflammation. Spray it on to mist away your pain. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Be sure to tell them that Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
I was considering something over the break. Where should you go to get out of this country? Well, a good example. for the Chinese people that have come here, that are members of the CCP, that are just here trying to escape the CCP. Most of the Chinese people, the turtles, there was a term, the turtles. The turtles are going to have to go home. China is going to call back the turtles. All of the individuals that have been sent over here for whatever reasons to be educated, a lot of turtles, a lot of Chinese students here along the Front Range in Colorado, Boulder, Fort Collins, DU, School of Mines, Greeley. They've come over to be educated, but they're generally CCP indoctrinated, loyal to China, loyal to their own people. Eventually, they're going to be called back home. They won't be safe here. Jewish people are not going to be safe here. Jewish Christians will not be safe. With the principle with the Christian people is don't be pushed, be led. Don't be pushed into a purpose-driven church. What a bunch of nonsense. Be led by Christ. If Christ was led into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil, he wasn't pushed. He wasn't forced. He was led. And that is the discipline of a Christian people, to be led by the Holy Spirit. Jewish Christians, you're not safe in America, but you have to pray and be led by Christ if you're to leave this country. Irish people, probably be best to go back. All the students that are coming from Europe, all over the world, go back to your countries. You're not safe in America. The people coming over the border, they don't realize. If they knew, if you told them, hey, you're going to be living in the land of the coming Antichrist, and if you explain to them who Antichrist is, what Antichrist will do, and the beast system, and taking the mark and the number and worshiping the beast, a mark in their forehead, a number in their name, I wonder if they will come. They think they've come and they're going to be safe here. No. But they are coming here. Primarily, God has allowed it because it's a judgment on America. It's a punishment. An end-time empire would be punished for its evil, and the nations would flood it and strip the wealth of the nation and also invade. But on the other hand, these people coming up for the Christian people, true Christian people, to be saved, to hear the word of God, and to receive the Holy Spirit, to be born again. Because they're coming to still the greatest Christian nation in the world. And here still, as weak as we are as Christians, as a Christian church is, it's still, we still offer more hope in Jesus Christ than in any of the other nations internationally. There are pockets all over the world, but we still are a great center of Christian belief that is fading quickly, but these people coming up, God is bringing them here so that they can begin to see Christianity, especially those that are coming from South America, mostly Catholic, coming to see that Catholicism is not just a, Christ is not a religion. Christ is a person. He is an individual. He is real. He's not religion. When you can separate who Christ is as an individual and a religion, you'll see who he really is. They're coming to America to be have the gospel preached to them, to be shown the reality of who God is through Jesus Christ and receive the Holy Spirit. I see it in that sense. Do I like it? Do I like these people coming up? And not all of them are going to be saved. You have the wicked coming over the border, those that are wicked, that will never repent. They're ordained to eternal fire. They're murderers, they're thieves, and they will never repent. But in the mix, there are those that God has his hand on, his spirit upon, that are coming here to see God as he really is through Jesus Christ, who is walking through his churches, through his lampstands. He's active. He's walking. He's moving to and fro. And these people need to see who he is. If you know the future, you have an advantage. You want to build that $3 million home? You might reconsider. Be content with what you have. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The Dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have any body to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment and give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
I'm excited to announce my all-new mattress topper. In the times we're in, I wanted to bring you the best affordable mattress topper ever. So I took my two best technologies and combined them to make the ultimate mattress topper. And now you can get it for as low as $69.98. Queen size, only $99.98. It all starts with my famous MyPillow foam that provides you that overall full-body support. Second is the individual comfort supports that give you an amazing custom sleep experience. It's like it's made specifically for you. The queen size alone has over 14,000 comfort supports. This is the perfect mattress topper to improve any bed. New bed, old bed, your guest beds. Get them for every bedroom in your house. Go to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code
HNC
to get the all-new My Mattress Topper for as low as $69.98. Queen size, only $99.98. Don't delay. Order today.
Thank you.
Remember, in the first hour of today's program, at about the 15-minute mark to the bottom of the hour, I forgot to turn on my mic, and so you have about a 15-minute dead zone. It's just going to be dead air. So during that 15 minutes, go ahead and stick the pizza in the microwave, get a couple of Cokes, whatever it is you drink, get a Zevia or whatever. And then I'll resume at the bottom of the hour. And then you can go into the second hour. And again, remember, podcasts, both hours, are on the radio station site, 1360KHNC.com, to the Present Truth program. We transmit through the towers here in Johnstown, northern Colorado, and also through internet, 1360KHNC.com, streaming, and then programs here streamed. And just explaining a little bit, we have two studios in one building. We broadcast over the air radio, 1360 AM radio, and we also have the radio program, Radio Internet, Internet Radio, on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. There will be people coming from the nations to America, and they will receive the mark of the beast. God is sending them here. They're coming here to be part of Antichrist's system, and they don't know it. But they're coming here, they'll be part of Antichrist's army within the nation. But there are others that are coming that are going to come here to be members in the kingdom of heaven for the purposes of God in empire. The principle in the scripture, the more you know about God's eternal plan and the plan that he has for the nations and for the last decade, the wiser you will be, the better decisions you will make, the more hope you will have. Nobody's going to get out alive. We're all going to go, the whole world is going to go into this time of the end together. Jesus Christ talks about it in Matthew chapter 24 in detail. I was going to do a program on Sunday, last Sunday, on my Olive Tree site. Matthew 24, I didn't do it. I didn't have time. I'm going to still continue to do it. But until tomorrow, have a good evening. Join me again tomorrow at 11 a.m. 1360 KHN. I'm sorry.
Hello, Church. Henry here from God's Feeding Station. We are, without a doubt, living in interesting times. Times when we find ourselves dealing with feelings we know that are not Christ-like, but yet we must deal with them nonetheless. And sometimes we're not sure how. Fortunately, we have a loving Father who has given us His Word to guide us. Colossians 3, beginning at verse 8, says, "But now you must put them all away. Anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator." GodsFeedingStation.org, a proud sponsor of Craig James and Just Informed Talk Radio.